All right, so we are on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We're at the two dots towards the bottom of the page. V'mishtayer me'atara. So that's going back on our Mishnah when we talked about the psul of Krush Shifcha. So the very bottom of that Mishnah on Ayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah said, "Rabbi Krushivcha Koshini Keres Hagid Shenichras Hagid." Right, so Krushivcha means that the Aver itself has somehow been severed. V'imishdayer me'atara afid gechuda sayra kasher. And if there's some amount of the end, the top part, which is the larger part of the end, that is still there, even gechuda sayra, a hair amount, you know, there's such a meaning, a very, very small amount, so that allows the person to remain kosher and not pasul lakal. So the pasul of lakal. So the Gemara is going to ask questions about this. So it says the Gemara's policy. Yosef Ravina v'kami ba'ilei. So Ravina was sitting and he asked the following question. Malei malo achut she'amru apnei kula o apnei ruba. So what do you mean when you say just that very, very small amount? So what does that mean? That means, you know, around the entire circumference or just around most of it? What does that mean? So Amalei Rava Tosfala Ravina Malei Achut Apanei Ruba Uklape Resha. So what does that mean? So it is Malei Achut Apanei Ruba. So it doesn't have to be the entire circumference of the entire part of the Aver, but even just most of it, but it's klape resha. So Rashi explains klape resha. Says Rashi, letzad gufo nishtayer melea lo asear apnei rov hakeifa. Right. So it's letzad meaning, you know, tzad har, you know, klape rosha means the part closer to the body, right? And it means, there's that amount, that the hair's breadth, you know, the tiny amount around most of the circumference. Aval im nichtacha klape aguf v'nishtayer melo achut mina tara al pnei hekef kol hagid b'tzida klape karka pasul. Right, but if the part that's closer to the body is severed, right, and the only part that's left is just like this small amount closer to the right, away from the body, right, just that part of the way end. And just a small part there, so that's going to be possible. Okay. So Amrav Huna Kakumis Kshera Kimarzev Psula. So there's different types of deformities here that all come from being, you know, severed, cut, etc. in a certain way that makes it better, that makes it worse. So the basic point is like this. Rashi says, kikumus, kechituch kumus, like a pen, right? Shemecharchin es chudo ba'alachzon lichtova. Sounds like a, you know, the point that the whole conversation here about, you know, it's going to be a back and forth about each of these deformities. You know, the basic shayla that Gemara is going to is asking is, does this impact fertility? Right? Does it allow for the zera to come out in a strong way so that the person could impregnate a woman, or it won't do so? And the basic machlok is going to be based on these two different deformities, which one is, you know, makes more of an impact in a negative way that now the person, you know, is not going to be able to have children. So kakumus is the assumption, like it's like shaved back, you know, on all sides, so it becomes like a more pointed. Basically, it's like thinner and more pointed on the end. So Rav Huna says that's good. Kimarzev, what's marzev? Marzev literally means like a gutter. And the point being, Rashi says kimarzev shenichkach kesilon. It's like a gutter. But yeshlo defanos mi beis sadim ve'achakak be'emsa kemin sinor. Basically, that the top part of the aver is removed, and there's like this like a trough almost. It's again, none of this and all these deformities, by the way, they don't impact the actual, like urethra, basically. That's always intact. It's just that like the top part has been kind of like grooved out, and so now there's like these walls, but the top part is missing. That's basically the point. So the assumption here, according to Rav Huna, is that if it's like kumus, meaning that the kind of the whole end has been, shaved off so that it made much thinner. So that's fine. That works. The guy, I mean, fine. Some of the Rishonim ask why it says Kshera. It should say Kasher. Right? Right? Like Kshera. So some say it's a mistake. And others say, no, that it's because it's referring to like the status. But even though the status of the person, it's about the Aver and it's the person. But whatever.
Do we know if the Gemara had any medical.
We're going to see how. Yeah. And also, like, we're going to see how, like, how did this happen? So it's got to happen, like, does it mean, like, Moyle made a mistake? Does it mean that, like, you know, who's doing surgeries like this, or things like this happening? But the bottom line, you're going to see even one example where it's clear that the medical information is not correct based on our current medical understanding. We'll see in a second. So Rufuna says Kakumus is Kshera Kemar Seif Psula. Fine. Why? Hai Shalipa Avira Vahai Lo Shalipa Avira. So look at Rashi. Kakumus lo shal kamarzev shali ba'avira haruach nichnas lesocha dfanos umiskarir hagid lesocho ve'ina zera misbashal. So why is marzev no good? Marzev is no good because the outside winds, what are the elements, can get inside in a certain sense, right? Why? Because it's left open on top, and therefore it somehow cools it. And it doesn't allow the zera inside to be produced appropriately. Okay, but kakumus lo shalat be'avira says Rashi besoch hagid umispashal hazer bechimum kiochaso. That basically, if it's kakumus, it's again like we said, it's like kind of like the best words like trimmed down and made like just like thinner all around on the outside. So it's that part of the whole aver is like thinned and skinnier. But it's not. But it still totally protects what's going on inside. So therefore, lo shalei ba'avira. So it still functions like the normal aver would, and therefore that's not a problem. We're going to see the opposite in a second. So Rav Chista Amar, no, just the opposite. Kemarzev kshera kikumos psula. So Rav Chista says if it's like a marzev again with this like grooved out on top with the basically grooved down on top in that way. So that is fine. But kakumos is psula. But if it has that, you know, like a pen, you know, etc., that is considered pasul. Why? Hai garid v'hai lo garid. What does that mean? Basically means that the way the aver can enter the body of the woman now is going to be impacted. Why is that? Hai garid v'hai lo garid. Look at Rashi. Hai garid kimarzev garid shichva zera min aguf. B'shas tashmish umazria, meaning when it's like a marzev, so the body, the aver, you know, is going to be able to, you know, come out in a strong way. Sharei lo nechzar hagid me ovav, right? It's as wide as it was before. V'nogeya b'tzidei harechem, and when it enters the woman, so it'll touch the sides of the. Of the woman when it goes inside, right? When the aver goes inside, if it touches the inside, so then the man becomes aroused and he'll be able to ejaculate in a normal way. But higher low garret, but when it's kikumus, because now it's been like thinned out, when it goes inside, you won't even it won't even feel anything. Kikumus adesha nechsa ovav, okay, now it's thinner, ve'ein lo geya b'kosei rech, I mean, won't even touch the sides of the woman's body when it goes inside, ein mischamim kolkach, it doesn't get aroused, ve'ein nimshach mitoch haguf b'kiluach el ha-shosetz, it won't really produce in the normal way, and the zera will just kind of like drip out, it won't really shoot out. So the point being, you know, it depends what your problem is with this deformity, right? If it's an opening, but that's parts open, that's a problem. So then the Kimin Marzev is a problem because it's going to let the Ruach in. If it's no, it's just a question of whether it's going to function in a normal way in terms of being able to send the semen inside. So then if it's Kimin Kumus, that's going to be a problem because it's, the assumption being won't be able to have the arousal won't take place in the normal way. Fine. So Amarava. So those are two opinions. So basically, it's a machlokas, which one's better, which one's worse. Like according to one opinion, one's possible, according to another opinion, the other one's possible. So it's a machlokas. So Amar Rava, Kavasi de Rav Huna Mistavra. So Rav Huna says, sorry, Rav, sorry. Rava says that Rav Huna seems to make more sense. Rav Huna is our first opinion. Rav Huna one that kumus is kosher and Mar Zev is possible. That makes more sense, he says. Why is that? Amar Rava kavasi Rav Huna mistarva. Hi lo shali ba'avira v'hai shali ba'avira. Im yishum gridusa midi dehave abarza dechavisa. Because the wind getting in, that's a real thing. That you can't deny. That's going to be something that's going to happen, and that could have an impact on the production of the zera. In terms of the question of, arousal that takes place, b'shas tashmish, so that he's, I can argue, is not going to be a problem. Why? Because we have the example of the barza de chavisa. What's a barza de chavisa? So barza de chavisa means, look at Rashi, it literally means this, a spigot in a barrel. When you put a spigot into a barrel, I've never done that before, but let's assume that you put a spigot into a barrel, what's going to happen? Rashi writes, Shekotza redak milfanov, ve'edin ogeh bakosai neka v'chavis bifanov. Right, so what happens? Let's say if you're putting a spigot into a barrel, imagine what it looks like. Imagine it's a long metal thing that can go into the barrel. The front of it is relatively thin and skinny, and when you place it in, it goes right in without even touching the sides of the barrel. But further along the spigot, it gets wider. Right, so then when you stick it all the way in, now all of a sudden it catches once it goes longer in, and now all of a sudden you can't pull it out, right? That's the whole point of the spigot, that it gets, you can stick it in and it can't come out. But where do you need it to be thick? It's not thick at the top, it's thick in the middle. So you place it in, and the thickness of the middle catches, basically. Right? So look at Rashi Nesha. Cuts every dakmi lefanov. It's skinny, right? When it in the front, ve'enin ogeya b'kosei nekev ha'chavis, b'fanov. It doesn't, when you just first place it in, so it has no contact at all, even with the barrel. But when you place it all the way in, uba'ad avav, and you get to the thicker part in the middle, nogeya. And that's how, of course, it has to touch, because that's going to stick in and clog the opening. So afagav, she'ein rosh hagid, nogeya mipanav, umischamim hu machmas negiyas achorav. Right, so the argument is, so you're right, so in this scenario of the kikumus, so maybe it's skinnier at the front, so it's not going to touch the sides of the recha when it goes in, but once the entire aver goes in, it will, and it'll have that and it'll be able to produce in the normal way. Fine. So that's why Rav Huna said, so basically Rava argues that Rav Huna makes the most sense, because in terms of the shalit ba'avira, you can't argue that's going to be true. With the Mars, it came in Mars, it's open on top, that it's going to, impact the Zera. But in terms of the second question of one's garid, one's not garid, I can argue that it's not really an issue, and that both can be garid, and therefore it makes more sense to argue like Rav Huna that came in Mars, that kikumus is kosher and kamarzev is possible. Okay, so Amalei Ravina Lemaremar. So Ravina said, and of course, like you said, Michael, like I don't know about this Shali Bavira question. I can't speak to that.
Nobody speaks to them, like they had some knowledge, like medically.
And you have this a lot of times in the Gemara. The Gemara will even give real medical information, not real science, real medical advice, etc. Which a lot of times we say, Nishtanu Atvayim, the things have changed, and we don't really. I'm not saying that they didn't know, and maybe they didn't, but that certainly is not our reality, right? So is that true? But now, in terms of the avir, I would imagine that that's not a thing, but I can't say. I don't know for sure. But like I said, we're gonna get to something that's for sure. People argue is not true. So Amalei Ravina Maremar. So Ravina said to Maremar, "Hachi Amar Marzutra Mishmedi Rav Papa." This is what Marzutra said in the name of Rav Papa. Hilchasa Ben Kakumos Ben Kamarzev Ksheira. So Marzutra said in the name of Rav Papa. No machlokes, they're both fine. Doesn't matter, they're both fine, presumably meaning that we assume that each one of them does is enough. It works enough to not make it a upsul. Okay. Mihu, however, mi bailei lamata me'atara o lamala. But the question they were asking, everyone agrees that kumbus or marzev is really okay. The real shaila was, where is it? Is it lower down from the atara? Or is it higher up where this is going on? Okay, so the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Pshita, the lamala me'atara. It's got to be talking about higher up from the atara. Why? De'i sakadad dech lamata me'atara. Again, here lamala lamata always means lamala is closer to the body, and lamata is further away from the body. I think I've had that correct. Am I getting that correct? That's correct, right? Yes."
Yes. Lamala is below.
Lamala is
towards the body.
Towards the body, and lamata is right away from the body. Correct. Okay. Why the Yisakal Daitak Lamata Me'atar? If you say it's further down, right, further away from the body. So Afilu Nichras Agenami. So that in that scenario, even if it was severed in a certain way, that we're not bothered by that either. So it got to be the conversation has to be talking about Lamata. Okay. So what's going on here? So Ravina Lashibushi Lamemar Hudabai. So and really the whole kasha wasn't really a kasha here. This question Lamala Lamata, because we know that that's not really the shayla. That's the more responding Pshita, and says yeah we know it's Pshita. He was just trying to like mess with him a little bit to try to figure out, you know, make sure he knows what he's talking about. Okay, fine. So now there are a couple of examples. Hahu huvda the havi b'masa machza. There was a certain scenario that took place in a place called Masa Machza. Shafye mar barav ashi kekumus va'achshere. So what did he do? He actually did like a surgery. Look at Rashi. Ahu huvda. It's the third from the bottom line in Rashi. Hahu huvda the havi kamarzev. There's a person who had their aver was like a marzev. And what happened? Shafye chata chabaser mikol tzad v'nata dofne marzev. I mean, again, as you mentioned before, the urethra is not being touched here. It's just a question of the skin, the skin around. So it was hollowed out on top. So what do you say? Okay, no problem. We'll just do the same thing all the way around, make it all the same, and that makes it kakumus. So Marber Rashi basically took a person who was marzev and had them do a procedure which made them like a kumus. And what happened? And now he says, now you're fine. So really, originally he would have said he was pasul, but now because he did the surgery, he became a kasher. Okay. Next, tahu uvda, dehavu b'pumdisa. Another case in pumdisa, istatim gupsa deshichva zera ve'afik b'makom katanim. So this is the case I was talking about that clearly is not in line with what we know scientifically. Scientifically, I think if I'm a man has a urethra, one urethra. Right, and either zera comes out from there or urine comes out of there, and depending on the functioning, what's coming from the inside, right? So the prostate works, et cetera, to plug one can work and the other one doesn't work, etc. But it's not two different. There aren't two different tubes there. It's just the urethra. So there, but the Gemara here is assuming that there are two different ones. So according to what happened in this case, that istatim guv sadishcha zera. For this person, the zera tube was blocked. Ve'afik v'makom katanim. Katanim is always the language the lashon sagi nohar, like the nice way of referring to urination. So the zera tube was plugged, and instead he was able to have zera come out from the ketanim tube. Okay, so savra vivi bar abaya lachshure. So vivi bar says, oh, who cares? As long as it works, right? As long as there's zera coming out, she can become pregnant. So then it's not a problem. So amr of papi mishum. So amr of papi mishum. The asum mulai, amrisu mili mulisa. Right, you because you come from a place called mulai, which is or a mishpacha. Right, Rashi says mishpachas umlala. It's people who are they don't know a lot. Right, they're short, they're small, they're truncated or something. So because you come from a place like that, so now your ideas are also truncated. Meaning that's ridiculous. If things are happening in the right place, that works out. Rashi says mivashla, mispashla, shikvazera, v'nigbar lahol levelasos peri. Things are done the right way. They come from the right place. They're going through the right thing. That's when things work out. If it's in the wrong place, so then yeah, maybe technically there's error coming from there, but it's the wrong setup, and therefore that's not going to work. So Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, nike v'nistam ko she'ilu nikre v'nikra. This would be the last case we'll talk about. What happens if a person has a certain puncture that this is a puncture we're assuming is in the aver itself. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says nikev third line nekev katan shenistam b'chol shu. It has a little tiny perforation or something that then gets healed up. Ve'ein nikar. Then and you can't even tell. Right, it's healed up. It's not a problem. So what do we ask? So roim im gadol kol kach, is it large enough? She nikra ish hazeh nikra umarchiv hanekev machmas docha chazera shemis asif. So meaning, so we have to make a determination. Ask the doctor if the person would, right, would ejaculate. If that would happen, would the hole like open up again, or would the pressure open that hole. So if it would, so that tells me already that this is considered nechar sagid, in which case he's a psul. So havi bar Rava heicha. So Rava said, well, how are you going to check? What are you going to do to make sure that how are you going to inspect to know that this is true or not? So ilay malamata miatara afid nechar sami. So if it's again, like we said, the lower part all the way towards the end of the body, so then even if it's really cut off, it's not going to be a problem. So elabat tara atzma. So it must be in the tara itself. So it marnami Amar Rav Meri Barmar Amar Ukva Amar Shmuel Nikev Batara Atzma Vinistam Koshi Ilu Nikre Vinikra Pasov Ilav Kosh. So where is it? So the assumption is again it's in that specific place. It's got to be in the Atar itself, and we make this assessment in that part of the body. So Shalach Le Rava Bered Rava Le Rav Yosef. So Rava sent. So Rav, the son of Rabba, sent Rav Yosef, Yelamdein Rabbeinu, Heichi Abdinan. So he said to him, before the question Heicha was where. Sorry, now the question is Heichi Abdinan. What do we do? How do we investigate to see if this is true or not? So Amalei, my sinan nahama chamima desare. We take a hot loaf of bread, of barley bread, umanchinan lei abe fukri, and you put it by the rear end of the person. Apparently doing that would cause the person to ejaculate, and then you would see if this would happen or not. So I'm Rabbi Ate Kule Ama Yaakov Avinu Havai. So he says, what do you mean? Everyone's Yaakov Avinu. What does it mean, Yaakov Avinu? Meaning Dichsev Bei Kochi Vereishis Oni Shelo Ra Keri Miyamov. Right? Meaning like what? Everyone's like Yaakov Avinu says about Reuven that he's Kochi Vereishis Oni. Meaning that he never ever literally Zerah never come out of his body until now. So it's, most people not like Yaakov Avinu. I have to go through this whole complicated thing to see if it would happen. Most people are not like him. So that this elaborate plan is the only way to make this happen. So Ella Amar Abaye Ma'avrinan Kamei Bigdei Tzivonim. So Abaye says no, fine. So you put a woman's clothing, very beautiful woman's clothing, and that'll make him ejaculate. So Amar Rava Ato Kuli Amar Barzalai Giladiu. Is everyone like Barzalai Giladi? Meaning that they are so sensitive that just from seeing women's clothing, that's gonna cause that to happen. So Ella Michavarta Kedashanim Nikar. Fine. So do the first case. Do the first experiment, and that's what they'll do, and that's how they would check individuals. So I don't know anyone who uses this thing, but that's something I guess that they would do in those days. But anyways, like we always say, the Torah talks about everything.